Track 9, more news stories. I will still exist as a woman, says councillor. A district councillor has hailed the UK Supreme Court's ruling that the legal definition of a woman is based on biological sex. I am so, so glad that they came down on the side of common sense, Councillor Jane Taylor says. In 2025, for five Supreme Court judges having tell us the definition of a woman when every single one of us knows what it is very surreal. The Supreme Court ruled on Wednesday, the 16th of April, that the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act refer to the biological woman and biological sex. Judges ruled unanimously that the legal definition of a woman did not include transgender women who hold a gender recognition certificate. In the wake of the ruling, many public bodies, including those overseeing sports, will be reviewing their gender policies, though day-to-day changes will take some time to become visible. The implications, had they not, would basically mean that men and women no longer exist, Councillor Taylor said. Sex is immutable. You are either a man or a woman. People can identify however they want, but they cannot become the opposite sex, Councillor Taylor added. I will still exist as a woman. Had it gone the other way, women wouldn't exist. It is about safety. It is about dignity. Just like men. Men should be allowed to have a male-only group, Councillor Taylor added. The ruling was welcomed by Councillor Taylor for another reason. The representative for Kurzweil with Coombe said it made her feel vindicated in relation to her ongoing dispute with Teignbridge Council over single-sex changing room and its related policies. In the light of the ruling, the Mid Devon Advertiser reached out to Councillor Leader, Councillor Richard Keeling, for a response. Councillor Keeling said that the Council has always abided by the law in protecting women and girls in any services we provide. This ruling does not change anything the Council does, as we always put the safety of women and girls first, Councillor Keeling said. The consortium of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender voluntary and community organisations said that it is deeply concerned at the widespread harmful implications of the April 16th Supreme Court ruling. It is important to be reminded that the Supreme Court reaffirmed that the Equality Act protects transgender people against discrimination, the charity which supports not-for-profit LGBT plus organisations and groups, said. We will never stop working towards equal rights for all LGBT plus people.
Fewer adults exercising are in Teignbridge. Fewer adults in Teignbridge met the recommended amount of exercise last year. New figures show, despite a record number of adults across England exercising regularly. The NHS recommends adults should do at least 150 minutes of moderate activity each week, such as brisk walking, cycling or swimming, or 75 minutes of vigorous activity, such as running or interval training. Sport England's latest Active Lives Adult Survey received 380 responses from adults in Teignbridge and found 57.5% met the 150 minutes a week target in the year to November 2024. It was down from 69.8% the year before. Meanwhile, 27.5% of adults in the area were considered inactive, meaning they did less than 30 minutes of activity a week. Across England, 63.7% met the target. It is the equivalent of 30 million people, Sport England said, and was the highest since the survey began in 2015. Sport England warned its data shows there are significant inequalities, as men are still more likely to be active than women. The survey also showed people from more deprived areas are also less likely to be active, as well as Black and Asian people. Sport England chairman Chris Boardman said an active population is vital for relieving pressure on the NHS and helping to drive economic growth.
Cream tea send-off for King's Cares Maggie. A stalwart of a Teignbridge voluntary support group bid a fond farewell to work colleagues and clients earlier this week. Maggie Bunnell was given a cream tea send-off as she retired as manager of King's Care in Kingstainton after 22 years at the charity. "I took up the post in 2003, expecting to be there for only 6 months," said Maggie. "I was the first person employed by King's Care independently from Kingstainton Medical Practice, with the aim to grow the new charity to meet future demands. My lucky break came when I won a minibus with the local evening paper. We had to agree to drive around for the first year with the slogan, 'We won this bus with the Herald Express emblazoned on it,' which gave us great publicity." Maggie added she intends to spend her retirement on day trips and working on the allotment, and that she would miss all the team and clients immensely. There's also a picture of King's Care Transport Coordinator Chris Davey, who is having his hair shaved off for the charity, courtesy of Kingstainton barber Sav. There's a lovely picture of the cake with "Happy Retirement, Maggie, with love from us all beautifully decorated. And there's one lady, Maggie Lucas, who is serving scones, jams and cream.
Greggs looking to open in Kingstainton. British bakery chain Greggs is looking to open a store in Kingstainton, it can be confirmed. Planning permission is seeking to widen the permitted use of Unit A2 at Kingstainton Trading Estate to include class uses E, A and EB, which will allow for the sale of food and drink from the premises. And so long as the application gets the green light from Teignbridge District Council, it is bakery chain Greggs that will occupy the unit, which has been empty since 2020. Planning permission is also being sought for external alterations. This comes after coffee house chain Starbucks recently opened on Unit A1 of the trading estate. The bakery will operate typically between the hours of 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday to Saturday and 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays. The proposal will generate employment for the local area with 15 new jobs, a mix of full and part-time positions, the statement adds. It will have a positive impact on the local economy through providing direct and indirect jobs and will deliver a high-quality development that complements the local and surrounding context, according to the statement submitted on behalf of Maybrook Developments by Alder King Planning Consultants. Kingstainton Town Council raised no objection to the application. A target date of May the 8th has been given for the decision to be made on the application by Teignbridge District Council.
Poaching will not be tolerated, say police. Police have said they will step up their activity to keep wildlife safe following reports of deer poachers being sighted in Teignbridge. Police will be carrying out additional proactive patrols in response to community reports of suspected deer poaching. There have been sightings from farmers and the general public of individuals with hunting guns and coursing with dogs in areas where we know deer are located, said PC George Miller from the local neighbourhood team. This illegal activity will not be tolerated. A number of innovative tactics will be used by officers when on patrol to identify individuals involved, including the use of thermal images and drones. The specialist equipment that our officers are using will help massively with our efforts to identify and deter poachers, meaning we'll be able to cover large ground in a short space of time. We will also be carrying out stop searches on those who we suspect to be involved in poaching, seizing firearms, animals, vehicles and hunting equipment. PC Miller went on to say, not only does poaching cause harm to our deer population through unethical dispatching, but it can lead to safety risks due to some poachers using unlicensed firearms and potentially contaminated venison if sold. That's why it's so important that this illegal activity is disrupted and deer protected. What are the laws surrounding poaching? Under Section 30 of the Game Act 1831, It is an offence for any person to trespass in the daytime by entering or being upon any land in search or pursuit of game, woodcock, snipe or rabbits. Daytime is the hour before sunrise to 1 hour after sunrise. Trespass means a physical entry by a person onto land without permission. For the purposes of poaching law, a person shooting or sending a dog from the public road or footpath is a trespasser.